This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to get to today's installment of WIJYTN in just a minute. Think about it. WIJYTN. There you go. First, though, from the Marketplace desk of We All Knew This One Was Coming, the White House said today it is going to reject the Keystone XL pipeline, the one that would bring crude oil from the Canadian tar sands down through the lower 48. The review of the project proposed by TransCanada, you remember, had until this morning been going on for 7 years. Now, before you get lost in all the polemics that have and will surround this thing, remember this. It was always more of a political issue, this pipeline, than an economic one. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Environmentalists said the Keystone Pipeline would be a climate disaster. Pipeline supporters said it would create tens of thousands of jobs. But actually, both sides exaggerated. Take the job argument. Tens of thousands of workers might have been needed to build the pipeline, but once it was finished, you wouldn't need nearly that many people to run it.
I suspect it's less than 100.
That's Michael Levy, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Levy says environmentalist claims were also exaggerated. Levy says they used the pipeline as an easy-to-understand symbol.
It was concrete. It was easy to talk about. It wasn't something confusing like Section 111D regulations under the EPA's authority.
Even President Obama complained today about how political the pipeline had gotten.
It became a symbol too often used as a campaign cudgel by both parties rather than a serious policy matter.
The president's critics shot back that he'd done much of the politicizing. And I know this is shocking, but the politics won't go away. Sarah Ladislaw is the energy program director at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She wonders if this same thing will happen to other big projects.
Because it's probably, going to live on as this litmus test or this political football.
And Ladislaw says the Keystone Pipeline decision will become a big part of the 2016 presidential campaign. We have so much to look forward to. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.